doing, guys? And then there were two. Oh, you guys count. Sorry. Three. Well, you weren't sitting. You were standing.
What do you do for an encore after last year's game at Detroit?
No, we had two, but last year's over. We've been talking about that really since the beginning of off-season program. 2012 was a good year. We did a lot of good things. A lot of guys stepped up and played well. And like we always, anytime you have success, Mark, I think you have to look at it like you want to build off that success. That's a good foundation, but you can't rest on your laurels. You can't ever say this is who we are all the time. You know, all that hard work that went into last year and to help make us successful, I'd like to think that we've worked extremely hard this year to prepare for 2013. Again, that's over with. We're going to build on that, hopefully, and move on.
Overall, your feelings on Locke, how he performed preseason?
Jeff, like any young punter, is a little bit inconsistent. So like any punter in general, you're looking for consistency. Number one, first and foremost, you want the situational punting to be exactly how you want it in terms of backed up or plus 50 or middle of the field, whatever the case may be. We're looking for high hang time punts that they can't return, force as many fair catches as we can. And we're not quite there, but, you know, like any young player, he's a work in progress, and he has improved, and I'm excited about his future.
Your level of concern with him as a holder?
You know, he struggled a little bit the other night against Buffalo. Tennessee. But I think we've got some things fixed. We were working on some different things, and we worked very hard on it. And hopefully we'll be okay on Sunday.
Any of the new faces that you got? I mean, guys we don't really notice because you're not returning the ball or whatever, but the Zach Lines, I mean, so those new faces that you're getting that you're eager to see how they either cover or block or whatever.
Yeah, the good thing about a Zach Line or some of the younger players is that we did get to see him play and cover and do some return work in the preseason games along with the training camp. So we feel like that we're not going to put anybody out there that's not prepared, and we're excited. We're excited for Sunday.
Hey, those guys, you know, one guy stand out. It's like if you say this guy is going to be a really good special teams player in the lines of some of the like Everson Griffin or some of these other guys that have done it.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to get into specifics. Like I said back in training camp, I don't want to mention one guy or the other, but they're all working very, very hard. We've got a good group. Coach Frazier and Rick Spielman have really built a good group of guys that not only are good football players defensively and offensively, but their special teams is important to them. They're high-character guys that work extremely hard that want to get better, that want to continually learn and want to continue to be successful.
Blair is, the holder has a rough night. Blair seems like a pretty strong mentally person. That's not going to affect him, or does that concern you?
That doesn't concern me at all. No, it should not affect him.
Is Jarius Wright a backup return man for you?
Yes, he is. You good? Nothing?
Nothing.
Not one? Make something up.
They made it easy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.